Okay. So you thought Ayin Dalet. We're in Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, about 10 lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbanan. We've just been discussing the ability for other people to be made on certain issues, and we're going to pick up on that, and then we're going to get back to discussing the whole topic of Manzerim and Suffolk Manzerim. Tana Rabbanan. Ne'emenes Chaya Lomar, a Chaya, a midwife, is believed to say, Ze Kohen, Ze Levi, Ze Kohen, Ze Levi, Ze Nassin. It's a Kohen, it's a Levi, the baby that was born is a Nassin, Ze Mamzer, it's a Mamzer. The Medivar Mamurim, when is all that true? Shalokara Aleha Shem Irr, when there's no suspicion or no controversy, no issue about her testimony. Aval kara Allah irr, but if there's someone who's disputing it, right? Someone says not true. Reasons why? Eino ne'emenes. She's not believed. Now irr demai. What kind of poking away at her story? Ilema irr chad. If it's one person, right? She says no, he's a Levi. Someone says no, it's not true. So is that the case? Ha'amar va'amar Rabbi Yochanan ein irr pachas mishnayim. She has a not a chazaka, but she has a reason to be believed. She was in the delivery room, right? Now, somebody comes along off the street and says, "Not true." You need two eidim for that. Ella, rather, Irr Trey, you're right. It's two eidim. Two eidim have the force of two eidim. She's still only one person, one woman. So then there'll be a problem. V'bayisema or la'olam emalacha Irr Echad. Really, only one. Only one. V'chi Amar Rabbi Yochanan ein ir pachas mishnayim. When did Rabbi Yochanan say ein ir pachas mishnayim? We need two. That's only hanimili hecha de'ika chazaka de'kashrus. That's where the woman has a cheskes kashrus. The person has a cheskes kashrus. Therefore, you need two to undo that cheskes kashrus. Aval hecha de'leka cheskes kashrus. But if she doesn't have a cheskes kashrus, we don't know who this woman is. All of a sudden, she's a big truth teller. We don't even know who she is. Chad nami mehemnin. One would even be believed. Okay, now that we said that case, now a harder case. Nemun Baal Mekach Lomar, a storekeeper, is believed to say, Loze Macharti, Veloze Ein Macharti. No, I sold the item to Reuven, not to Shimon. Reuven and Shimon are both claiming. The item belongs to them. Says this Brisa, the store owner is believed to say who I sold it to. So the guy says, what kind of chiddush is that? What is that true? When the item is still in the storekeeper's hand. So now he is believed to say, he has bailus to say, I'm giving it to him, he paid for it. But once the person already took a possession of the item, Rashi says, that the store owner has no authority to be meyin about what happened now. So once that happens, there's no more, Rashi says it in the bottom line. The kivin delav aleya ramya, since it's not his anymore, sulo dayik lezakar lemihu. There's no issue that he can remember to say who it belongs to. So only as long as he still has it in his possession. Follow?
Yeah.
Okay.
But once he doesn't have it, then the other guy has it. Wouldn't it be a
Muslim cover? So the Gemara says, v'nichzi, v'nichzi, zuzi, miman nakat. Okay, the big machlok can say what this means. We're going to go with Rashi. V'nichzi zuzi miman nakat. Let's see who the money came from. Who paid for this item? What's going on here? Right? Who paid for this item? Right? The store owner's believed to say he bought it. When does he believe? When he still has it. Well, who paid for it? So the Gemara says, Lo tzmicha dinakat mitarvayhu. No, both paid for it. Both paid for it? Yeah. Both wanted it so badly. Both paid for it. V'amar chad bidaiti v'chad balkarchi. And the owner saying, one paid for it balkarcha. In other words, he walked into my store, handed me $100, and that's mine. And the other guy didn't do that. He did it like a normal person, and he paid for it. I don't remember which one's which. The lo yudeya hai midaito v'hai milo daito. I don't remember which one's which. Therefore, the owner's believed. Okay? You can't say, well, look at the receipts. Look at the pay stubs. They both paid for it. One was in a balkarcha, one did it not balkarcha. We don't know, now the owner forgot which one's which. So as long as it's in his possession, He's believed to say that's the one I'm selling
it. So once it's not in his possession,
he's not believed. The reason he's not believed is not because of the forcing. That's only beforehand. Right? In other words, what happened? They paid for it. And somebody said, well, the both of them said, I'm going to pick it up tomorrow. I'll pick it up tomorrow. So who still has it? The owner. So the owner's believed to say, I'm giving it to him, not to him. Right? I see who paid for it. No, they both paid for it. Okay? It's not a simple case. Why should the owner be believed just because he has it in his possession? And once he doesn't have it in his possession, it's no longer believed. It's not so simple. It's not so simple. But we have a lot more to talk about, so we're going to move on. Neman Dayan Lomer, a Dayan is believed to say, yeah, Reuven and Shimon had it in Torah by us, right? And we passed it in Reuven's favor, we didn't pass it in Shimon's favor. When is that only true? When the litigants are there. So the Dayan, right, Dayan sees hundreds of cases a day. How's he supposed to remember everything? Oh, and they're still in the room. Yeah, right. Well, we favored him. We didn't favor him. Aval ein baladina omdum ufanov. But if the baladina are no longer there, how's this Dayan supposed to remember everything? Ein neeman, he's not believed. So the Gemara asks a very similar question. V'nechazi zechusa manoket. Let's see who has the star that, right, the Bezin would give a star. You won. Or you lost. Here's our decision. So let's see that decision. Let's see the decision from the court, no? So the Gemara says, no, Lotzricha, the Karaya Zichusaihu, they already ripped it up. They don't have it anymore, right? The loser was so angry, he ripped it up. He took the winners out of the winner's hands, ripped it up. Quick close that door. Quick close the door. The Gemara says, V'nehadar V'nidai Ninhu, why don't we make them have another litigation? Maybe have another, go back, it's not double jeopardy. Go back into the room and do it over. Why? Because we don't know who won. Right? Reuven said, I won. Shimon said, I won. So the others say, we don't remember. We saw so many cases yesterday. We just don't remember. So I'll do it again. Why can't you do it again? So the Gemara answers, Beshuda the Daini is something we're going to get to in Masechta Sanhedrin. Beshuda the Daini means that you didn't use the Adim's, you didn't use the diet, you didn't use halacha to pass in this lawsuit. You used the intuition of the judges, which is something you're allowed to do. So, in other words, the judges are allowed to base the psak on what they think is right. The halacha might not be that way, but you're allowed to do that. So, once that's done, we can go back and do that again. Right? If it's a shayla, a halacha shayla, so the halacha shayla is not going to change from today till tomorrow. So you pass in one, go back and do it again. Shuda the Daini for his assumption you can't do that again. What? It's a little modna, no? Very modna. They come with the same, whatever intuition they came up with the first time, they come with the same thing again, right? Rashi says, Shuda the Daini, where is it? Bedin she'eino toli betam. There's no reason for this din. It's not based on halacha. Ella hakol bepiv shall dayan. Whatever the dayan thought. Ki ahi diksuvis darma nixel tofa b'ksuvis. Right. V'kivin shepasa kain im ba lachzor ein achozer. We're not undoing that. Lefikach. Therefore, ein rotsin lachzor medin shemi yitenu libo l'tzad hasheni. Now they're going to change their minds. So what is halacha kishu? How can you change your mind? Is that piece of meat usher or not? Do I owe them money or not? So pull out a choshen mishpah, we'll pull out a yerdeya, and we'll go look it up. Right? When it comes to shudah d'zayin, that's not doing halacha. Right? It's just what they feel, and based on the arguments. So once that happens, you can't go back. Therefore, having a second bezin is impossible. Okay. Next. Amar of Nachman. Says Rav Nachman. Shloshen ne'man and ala b'chor. There are three people that are believed on a b'chor. Who's the b'chor? This is not a... You'll see who they are. Elohim, Chaya, Ovid, the Imo. The nursemaid, the what's that called? The midwife, the father, and the mother. Chaya, the altar. The Chaya is only believed right away. She was in the delivery room when the baby's delivered. She's believed. 2 hours later, she went to another down the hall. She comes back. Where's the baby? She's not believed anymore. Imo, call Shiva. A mother is believed for the 7 days, because Rashi explains for 7 days the baby would stay with the mother, and the mother would recuperate, and so the baby would grow. That's how they used to do it. So the mother for 7 days knows which one's the Bechor. And Aviv, La'olam, the father forever. Now, there's no reason for that. It's very odd. So the Gemara says, Kidatanya Yakir, it says in the Torah that Kisabachar ben Snua, Yakir, Lasse Slo, you should recognize. Which means that Yakir la Achirim. You have to recognize him to others. You can tell, oh, there's my Bachar right there. In other words, this is not a medical issue. This is not a Metzias issue. This is an issue of who is believed. There's no reason why I believe in the father. He wasn't there. He could have been in Medina Thiam. Now he's Yakir to others who the father is, who the Bachar is.
He has no idea.
In Metzias, he has no idea, but he's believed. Mikan Amar Yehuda Neman Adam Lomar Zebni Bachar. Someone's believed to say this is my Bachar. Ukashem Shaneman Lomar Zebni Bachar. So too he's believed to say that. Kach Neman Lomar Zeben Gerusha Zeben Chalutza. He's also believed to say, once he's believed to say that, he's also believed to say, yeah, his mother married a Kohen. The Chacham Omer Eino Neman. You're not supposed to say that. You only believe to say the Bachar because there's a Pasuk of Yakir. You recognize. You're not believed to say just Stam slander about people. You think you know. You're not believed to say that. You have to, whatever the rules for Nemonas are in that, same rules. Okay. Next. Abishal ha'yikari l'shtuki beduki. Abishal would call a shtuki a beduki. What's a shtuki? A shtuki is where you know who the mother is, but you don't know who the father is. And Abishal called such a person a beduki, which means to investigate, to check out, to be bodek. My beduki, what does that mean to be bodek? Ilema, if it means to say, shebodkines imo, that we check out the mother, va'omeres, and she could say, l'kosher niv'alti, that I was, it's true, I have a baby, but that was a kosher baby, and she's believed to say that, ne'menes, and then she's believed, kiman. That's like Rabbi Gamliel. We had this already in Tzuvitz. Tanin l'chadazim, we learned that already. Ditnan, haisa mu'uberes, right? All of a sudden there's a girl who's pregnant. And for Amru, we asked that girl, La Mati Vishal Uberzeh, what's the story with this baby? Who get you pregnant? What's the story with all of a sudden you're pregnant? We didn't know you're married. What's with that belly of yours? Where'd that come from? Amru Lahem, so she says back, Meish Ploni Kov, the Kohen, not only is a Kohen, right? 100% cautious over here, what's going on. So, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lazar, Amru Nemenes, she's believed. There's a huge student in Tzuvitz, but she's believed. Rabbi Shu Omer, Lama Pia Anu Chayim, she's not believed. So what do you see? That it, the Omer of Yehuda, Rabbi Shmuel, Halacha Ked Rabbi Gamliel. Halacha is Rabbi Gamliel. So what the Gemara is saying is, if that's what Abishol means, that's old news. That's what Abishol meant? That's old news. Rabbi Gamliel already said that in Tzuvitz, and we hold like that. We say it twice.
You don't have to change the name.
What are you saying it twice for? It's old news. So the Gemara answers, Chada lahachshir ba. Over there in Ksuvos, Avishal's taking it much further. Over there in Ksuvos, we believe her for her own sake. So after that baby's born, can she now, let's say her, she says her husband died, or what, can she marry a Kohen? Yeah. Why? Because they're going to believe her that this baby was born by Kashrus. We're going to believe her. Ha Chada here, lahachshir bebita, even the daughter is believed. Even the daughter can marry a Kohen. We're going to take it so far, her belief, her statement. And even the daughter is going to be kosher. That's already a big finish. That's Rabbi Gamliel never said that in Tzuvos. Now the Gemara says, that's not so true. That's, there was Amanda Amr in Tzuvos who said that. That we'll believe her. We're not believing her for regarding her kids. But what's Abishol telling us? We know this already. There was a chokas about that in Tzuvos. So according to them, what's going on? So the Gemara says, "The Abishol Adipa made Rabbi Gamliel. Abishol is greater than Rabbi Gamliel. Why? The mehasam. If you only had over there in Tzuvos the Gemara Havamina, I would have thought hasam over there. You know why it's true? The Berov Ksherin Etzla. Because most men in the world are mutter to this woman. Why? Because most men are mutter to every woman. Who's asked to the woman? Only her relatives. Right? Or, if she's married, then everyone's asked to her. So we had no evidence that she was a married woman in Tzuvos. She's a regular girl. So whoever made that baby, whoever the father is, chances are, rove of the world was mother to her. So she says it, and by the way, it was kosher? Yeah, she's saying, in accordance with the rove. To a believer. Avahacha, but over here, let's say she was already married. She was already married. Right? And now there's a baby born, we don't know who the father is. Why don't we know who the father is? If he was away for a year, how'd she get pregnant? Right? The rove, psulin etzla, most men in the world now are usher to her. As a matter of fact, every single man who's usher, except for her husband, right? Ema, I would say, lo, does she not believe now? How'd she believe? She says, oh, it was my husband. What do you mean it was your husband? We haven't seen this guy in a year. Right? She's believed. Tzricha, she's believed. And not only that, Amara, but Rava, halacha ka'avashol, that's how he passed him. Right? Why? Maybe he came back for a week and nobody saw. You never know. But, that's unbelievable chiddush, but we believe her. Okay? Next Mishnah. Next Mishnah says as follows. This is not easy. Amud Beis is not easy today. Kol ha'asurin lavo b'kahal. Whoever is usher to come into the kahal. Whoever is not allowed to come to the kahal. Who is that? A mamzer? A nosin? Right? We really had this Mishnah already. But the Mishnah says, which is going to be the whole Amud Beis. Kol isurin lavo b'kahal. Whoever is not allowed to come to the kahal. Mutarin lavo zebezeh. They're allowed to marry each other. So a mamzer is allowed to marry a mamzeris. If you hold that a ger is not called kahal, which we said yesterday, some hold like that, then a mamzer is allowed to marry a ger, a mamzeris is allowed to marry a ger, a mamzer is allowed to marry a gioris, no problem. Right? Rabbi Yehuda oser. Rabbi Yehuda asers. What does that mean? What's the asering? So we'll have to explain that. That's the Gemara. Rabbi Lezer Omer, no. Vadai bivadoy, mutter. A mamzer vadai is mutter in a mamzeres vadai. The vadais are all mutter to each other. Vadoyin bisveikon, a vadai and a suffek. Suffek bivadai, a suffek and a vadai. Suffek bisuffek, usser. Those are all usser. That's exactly the opposite of what we said yesterday. Wait, unless he means derabbanan. Yesterday we said that a suffek mamzer is mutter min haTorah. Midoraisa de mutter. As a matter of fact, we said, everyone just one more line. The Elohim are Sveikos. Who are the Sveikos? A Shtuki, a Sufi, a Kusi. We don't know who the father is. We don't know who the father or the mother is. Or a Kusi. Very interesting. You know Rashi says by Kusi? Who's a Rashi? Look at Kusi. The Gemara Mephayesh, my Sveikai. What's a suffix by a Kusi? What's a suffix? What's a suffix? What's a Kusi? The Kusim, Osim, Shahoshim, Sancheirev, Ba'ari, Shomron. The Kusim are the people that. Sancheirev, right? Kusim come from the country called Kusa. In English, it's called Kuthia. They're not native to Eretz Yisrael. They come from another place. Sancheirev brought them there. Well, why did he do that? Because he mixed up the whole world. Kedeksiv, like it says, V'yavamelech Ashur, Umikusa. They come from Kusa. V'al Shem Shemivim Mikusa Nikru Kusim. That's why they're called Kusim. V'nis Gairim Me'emat Ha'arayos, and they became Gairim because there was an outbreak of lions. And they told him, if you serve Hashem, you'll be saved. So it became Gerim. It's all there, Malachim. Like all of a sudden, how many times does Kusim come from Shas? All of a sudden, Rashi points right here on Daf. I and Dal, Rashi tells you where they are. Right? All of a sudden, like it's a little, I thought that was a little strange. Like what prompted Rashi to say it here. Right, we've had Kusim before, and I don't recall Rashi ever mentioning it before. What they are. All of a sudden, here, I don't know. Huh? Right, Gerim Rashi. Here, he gives you the whole background. So Gerim, I don't know why. I don't know. Right, so we said yesterday that the Rambam holds based on the fact that Suffolk Mamzer is mutter, that the Rambam holds because of that all Suffolk Doraisas are mutter. You hear this? Have a piece of meat. I'm not sure is that kosher or not. According to the Rambam, minat Torah, it's mutter. You got to eat it, but they're vanan, you're not. Right? Why are you allowed to eat it? Because Suffolk Darais is Lakula. How do I know? Mamzer. Suffolk Mamzer is Lakula. Oh, the Rabbanan said not to. The Rasha says the exact opposite. No! Suffolk Darais is Lakumra. Happens to be there's a Kula by Suffolk Mamzer. There's a Kula. Right, we explain. The Noda Behuda says, why is there a Kula over here only? So the Noda Behuda explains, because by every other Suffolk, What are the consequences? If that meat is usur, so I can't eat the meat. If it's suffik, I can't eat it. Here, if we're going to say suffik mamzer is a chumrah, then you know what's going to happen? She can't marry a... Let's say you have a suffik about this woman. She can't marry a mamzer. Maybe she's a Yisrael. She can't marry a Yisrael. Maybe she's a mamzer. She's nobody to marry. That can't be. So another reason it says is we're forced to say suffik derais is a kula, or midrabana, we're going to let her marry a mamzer. That will let. But she can't marry a Yisrael because she's a suffik. Okay, next. My call is in love of a kahal. What does that mean? All whoever can come into the kahal can marry each other. What does that mean? Ilim mamzeri vinasini shtuki vatsufi. If that's what it means, the four people. Hatarale resha. We had that already. We had that already. Right? Where'd we have that? Where'd we have that? On the previous Mishnah. On Samach Tes Amar Aleph. It's kedai to go back to it. What does it say on Samach Tes Amar Aleph? It says, Mamzer Nesini Shtuki Vasuki Kula Mutarim Lovo Zebaze. They're all allowed to marry each other. It's a redundant statement. It says it in Samach Tes, the first mission of the Perek, that these four can marry each other. Can they marry regular kosher Israeli? No. Can they marry each other? Yes. What are they repeating it for? Kali Surin Sheba Lovo Vakahal Mutarim Lovo Zebaze. Right, whoever can't come into the kahal can marry each other. Why is it repetitive? We're going to have like five answers to explain this. What this line means. And then we're going to get to the final answer of what it means. It's going to end up meaning Amonim, who can't be coming to the kahal anyway. That's what it's going to mean in the end. In the bottom, all the way to the end, we're going to get to that. Okay? What does that mean otherwise? Can't mean Mamzerim. So it said, prefer Shem Mishnah. Sabach Tesam and Aleph. I know it was 5 days ago. That, a little bit of retention we have. Right? Mishnah has to say the same thing every Mishnah? No, a little bit we remember that. So, my clothes are in love with Bakal. Ile, Mamzeri, Vinasini, Shtuki, Vasufi. Hatarle Resha. We said that already. Now, Mamzeri, Vinasini, Shtuki, Vasufi, Mutarim, Lovo, Zebazeth. It says, they're allowed to marry each other. Fasu, also, Rabbi Yehuda Oser? Rabbi Yehuda Asas that? What, Rabbi Yehuda says they're not allowed to marry each other? What's the Aserig? Ahaya, what does that mean? Ile, Ma Adavadoyin, Vesvekin. Does that what he means? That, oh, he says, oh, no, Avada can't marry a Suffolk. Is that what he means to say? Which is what Rabbi Lezer said? All right, Avada and Besuffolk, Hamaditani Sefer, but since the Sefer says, Rabbi Lezer, Omer Vadan Mutter, Vadan Besaken, Aser, Michlal, Rabbi Huda Lo Sevirulay. Rabbi Huda doesn't hold like that. Why? Because if he held like that, the Mishnah would have said so. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Huda Omerim, Vada is good, Suffolk, Vada is no good. That's not what it says. It's at the opening line. Whoever's asr to come to the kahal can marry each other. Who are the asrs? What's the asr? What, he says a mamzer can't marry a mamzeris. What's the asr? Then we say, and Rabbi Lezer has a condition. The vada doesn't suffix no. Well, who agreed with Rabbi Lezer? The Mishnah would have said that. So what's pshat? What's pshat in this Mishnah? Right? V'chitem Rabbi Huda oser ager b'mamzeris. Is that what you want to tell me? Rabbi Huda asr is a ger and a mamzeris? Which we said yesterday, some people asked that. But me the Geber Mamzeres Katani, that's not what the Mishnah says. It says Kali Sur and Love of Bakal Katani. Right? You want to tell me that it was meant to only ask that one case? That doesn't even say that in the Mishnah. Therefore, Amr of Yehuda, Hachika Amar. This is what the Mishnah means to say. Ready? Here we go. What's the word I'm looking for? Possibility number one of the Mishnah. Kol ha'asurim lavo b'kahal kahuna. Whoever can't come into, whoever's not allowed to marry a kohen, umayniyu, and what does that mean? Who's that? That is a giyores b'chusim b'ashalo shanam v'yom echad. A girl under three who becomes a giyores. Not allowed to marry a kohen. Udelo k'rushir ben yichoy. Not like k'rushir ben yichoy, who says that a girl under three is allowed to marry a kohen if she becomes a giyores. Why? Because the reason why a ger can't marry a Kohen is because we assume that Goyim are not Besulim and they're Besulim. But if a girl's 2 years old, what kind of non-Besula is she? The whole thing is not shy. So Shimon Yechai's Mekel, if a baby Goy converts to become a Jew, of course she can marry a Kohen. Why? What's the Psul here? What's the Psul? So we're talking about, but only Shimon Yechai holds like that. Nobody else holds like that. So again, Kol Yitzurim Lovavakahal Kahuna. Whoever's not allowed to marry a Kohen, My niya, who's that? That's a giyores pechutz v'bashalosh shana v'yom echad. A girl under the age of 3, but udalo kavshirim bayachoy. Not like kavshirim bayachoy, because he allows it. Anyway, such a girl, mutarin lavo zeh bezeh. Such a girl is allowed to marry a mamzer, all that. That's mutter. She's not allowed to marry a kohen, but she can marry them. So the Gemara asks, v'nukma v'bas shalosh shanim v'yom echad. Why do we have to say she's under 3? Why don't we say she's over 3? And then about filuk of shema yechai. It could even be that shema yechai could also be. Why should we leave him out? He's a tremendous tana. Why are we leaving him out? So say she's over 3. Anybody who can't marry a kohen, who's that? Any giyoris. Over the age of 3. Everybody holds like that. Nobody argues on that. But such a person is allowed to marry a kohen. Such a person is allowed to marry a mamzer. Right? So the Gemara says, no, that can't, it's impossible to say that the girl who we're talking about is over 3. You know why? Im kein mitzid tavra. The pircha, the problem with that theory is mineu bei in the story. Why? Elataima, what is the reason that such a puzzle girl is allowed to marry a mamzer? Why? The bas shalosh shanim v'yom echad. Because she's 3 years old. What happened? She's 3 years old. She became a giyoris. She's allowed to marry a mamzer. Right? And by the way, she can't marry a kohen now. Everybody agrees to that. She's 4 years old. She cannot marry a kohen. She's a giyoris. Is she allowed to marry a mamzer? Yeah. Ha, but if she was under the age of 3 and she became a giyoris, the muteris love b'kahal kahuna. According to Rav Shimon bar Yochai, she can marry a kohen now. Why? Because she's under 3. Right? That's what he holds. He holds, there's no pagam, there's no psula, there's no issue of psula by her. He's allowed him out. No, right? Nevertheless, asura lavo zeh bezeh. Now she can't marry a mamzer? That would have to be true. Right? In other words, since she's under 3, she can't marry a, she's allowed to, according to her shirim by a choy, she's allowed to marry a kohen. Why? Because her giyoris was before she turned 3. Now, can she marry a mamzer? She was Megaya when she was 2 years old. Let's say her parents were Megaya her. So when she turns 12, she has to do it again. But that's not the issue. Let's assume she'll do it again. The issue is that we have a chazakah or
during that time, she's married to a
suffix. No. So let's say she waits till she's 20. The point is, we have a chazakah that Goyim don't have any tires to them at all. And the kahuna that has extra kedusha can't be involved with these kinds of women. But if we know she converted when she was 2 years old, and she grew up in a Jewish household, and when she's 12 years old, she's makabel gay, it's on herself. The point is, there was no possibility for her to have any impropriety. She can't be a non-besula when she's 2 years old. It's not shy. So therefore, Shimon bar Yochai says, that she can marry a kohen. No one holds like that. Only he holds like that. So now what's the story? But when she got married, she was 20. The point is, she never had an opportunity to have a psul in her. Because she was always raised by Jews. That's the only point. Right, in a Hanan, I don't know what would happen if she's 8 years old and then gets married, and then at 12 she says, I don't want to be a Jew anymore. That I don't know. That's a good question, I don't know. So now, what happened now? She became a Giyoris when she was 2 years old, right? She became a Giyoris when she was 2 years old. She let her marry a Kohen according to Shimon bar Yochai? Yeah. Did she marry a Mamzer? Well, Shimon bar Yochai is treating her like a full-fledged Jew. He's not even treating her like a Giyoris. She's allowed to marry a Kohen. Can she marry a Mamzer? What?
She probably shouldn't
be able to, but that's not true. Right? She probably shouldn't be able to. So, again, she's under the age of 2. She's allowed to marry a Kohen. Asura lavo zeh bezeh. But she can't marry a Mamzer. Why not? Because they're treating her like a full-fledged Jew now. Right? We're continuing. She can marry a Kohen. Shaharei. But according to Rishon bar Yochai, she's allowed to marry a Kohen, and Umuteres Lavo Zebazeh, and she's allowed to marry a Mamzer. Because that's his strange Shita. In other words, we're not.
She can't be hard doing that. I mean,
yeah, it makes no sense. Right, that's exactly the point. That's why we have to say she's over the age of 3. Because Rishon bar Yochai Shita, we can't understand it. By the way, he's only makel on the kohen part. He's not changing the giyoris. He's not changing the mamzer part. The mamzer part is leaving as is. What? All Gioruses can marry Mamzerim. I don't care when they became a Gioras. 2, 4, it doesn't make a difference. Under 3, over 3, it makes no difference. If it's under 3, I have another Kula by Kahuna. So if you have that Kula, that makes no sense. Therefore, our Mishnah must be talking about, she's over the 8, under the, I'm sorry, what was she? She was, what? She was under the age of 3. No, under the age of 3, not like Rosh Hashanah Bayechai. We can't say she was, we can't hold like Rosh Hashanah Bayechai here. Okay? Now, that's the answer to the Mishnah. That she's talking about someone who can't marry a Kohen, but such a person can marry a Mamzer. Now, what about Rabbi Yehuda asks that? So we're going to see in a minute. But we're not even going to get to that because we're going to have a problem with this theory for other reasons. Now, uklalahu, what, that's a general rule. The chol isurim lovo b'kahal kahuna mutarin lovo zebezeh. That goes, it goes hand in hand. Rabbi Shur Bechoy says it does not go hand in hand. Anytime you can't marry a Kohen, that's a rule now. Whenever you can't marry a Kohen, you can marry a Mamzer. Right? That's the rule. Right? Anytime you can't marry a Kohen, you can marry a Mamzer. Is that true? Of course that's not true. For Almana, Gerusha, Chalala, Zona, all these are fine Jewish girls. I mean, Zona has issues, but she's a fine Jewish girl. Is she allowed to marry a Kohen? 100% not. Is she allowed to marry a Mamzer? Of course not. A Gerusha. Is the Gerusha allowed to marry a Kohen? Of course not. Is she allowed to marry a Mamzer? Of course not. What kind of rule is that? Is that a rule? Right? The Asurim Lovo Bekal Kahuna, these people cannot marry a Kohen. Of course they can't marry a Mamzer. What's the kind of rules then? Also, Vesu, also, Hamutter, whoever's allowed to marry a Kohen, Usher is not allowed to marry a Mamzer? It's not true. For a Ger. What about a Ger? Shemutter Bikoheret, a Ger, we said yesterday, is allowed to marry a female Kohen. Vumutter B'Mamzeris, and he's also allowed to marry a Mamzeris. Right? You have both. That can't be pshat. That can't be pshat. Ella, another try. This was even harder. Amar of Nasan Bar Hoshia. He says his pshat is as follows. Hachika Amar. Call Kohen. Any Kohen. When the Mishnah says whoever's Usr, it means any Kohen. Usr Lisa Esbito. That you're not allowed to marry somebody's daughter. A Kohen who can't marry a certain Jewish girl. Like a Chalala. Such a Kohen. Umayniyu. Who is that? That's a Ger Shanasa Gioras. According to U Kerbalazar Ben Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov holds that if a ger marries a gioreth, Jews, that daughter can't marry a kohen. Okay, why? Because both parents are gerim. Well, imagine, think about that. If someone marries a ger marries a girl, a Jewish girl, have a child, can that child marry a kohen? Of course. The ger himself can't, but the child can. But if both parents are gerim, even the child can't. According to Rabbi Yaakov, we're going to have enough ayin vav, ayin zayin. So that's what it is. Anybody who can't marry someone's daughter, a Kohen who can't marry the product of two Gerim, right? Mutar in love Ozebazet. Such a girl can marry Mamzerim. Is that even true? Now the Gemara says, Okalahu, that's a rule. The call Kohen, Sha'asr, Litsa, Esbito, anytime a Kohen can't marry your daughter, because you're both Gerim, Mutar in love Ozebazet, they can marry each other. I have another case. What about a Cholol? Shenasa Bas Yisrael. A Cholol married a Bas Yisrael. Right? He's the product of his father was a Kohen, his mother was a Gerusha. He's a Cholol. He marries a nice Jewish girl, Yisrael. Is that Mutter? Yes, Mutter. But the Kohen, that's Elisa Bito. The Kohen can't marry that daughter. Why? Because his father's a Cholol. And you know what? The Surah Nam Yilavah Zeh Bazeh. Such a person can't marry a Mamzer. Also, the Gemara says, no, lo kasha. That's not a kasha. You know why? Kidur Abdustari bin Yehuda. Like the sheikh of Abdustari bin Yehuda who held that when a cholol marries a regular Jewish girl, that baby is kosher 100%. Because the wife matires the baby. That's what we said that already. The wife is matires. You're a cholol? Yeah, but you're lucky. You married a good Jewish girl. So she saved you. She saved all your children. You're not going to have a cholol when you have a baby. Okay? So that's not a problem. But, here's the problem. But what about when a cholol marries a chalala? He's no good, she's no good. The Kohen also leads a bito. The Kohen can't marry that daughter. Why can't the Kohen marry that daughter? Because she's a cholol. But, that daughter can't marry a mamzer. So it's not true that we're talking about a case where you can't marry the daughter. Yet, the daughter can marry a mamzer? What are you talking about? I don't marry a mamzer. What's the problem? Her parents are halalim. So true, she can't marry a kohen. What, she's allowed to marry a mamzer? Of course not. So that can't be pshat. For Sue, also, ha mutter, if there was mutter to marry the girl, if it was mutter for the kohen to marry this daughter, usher, then she's usher in the psulim of mamzer? That's not even true. Vari a ger, shenasa bas Yisrael, who marries a bas Yisrael, the kohen, mutter, lisa bito. And the kohen can marry that daughter. Right, umutar in love was ebezah, and she's still allowed to marry mamzerim because she's a gioris to her. That can't be pshat. Ella amar of Nachman by amar Abavu hacha. You know what's going on here? New pshat. Mamzer meachoso. You have a mamzer. You can, there's two ways you can have a mamzer. You can have a mamzer because you married your sister. Right, you married your sister, you marry her. You have relations with your sister, and you produced a child. That child's a mamzer. Are you allowed to marry your sister? Absolutely not. What's the chiyuv of marrying? What's the itzur of marrying your sister? It's an itzur of karis, right? You also have a mamzer me'eshes ish. You can have a mamzer from an eshes ish. What's the itzur of marrying an eshes ish? Mrs. Besdin. So they're really two mamzerim, but they're really different. Can those mamzerim marry each other? We said mamzerim are allowed to marry each other. But what if they're different levels of mamzerim? That's what's going on here. Ikur b'nayhu. That's the mamzer me'achosu, mamzer me'eshes ish. Ikur b'nayhu. That's what's going on here. Tana kama safar afila mamzer me'achosu nami havi mamzer. A mamzer me'achosu is a mamzer. So when we say kali sur level, whoever can come into the kahal can marry each other. Who's that? Mamzerim from different levels. It's all mamzerim. That's tana kama. Rabbi Yehuda safar. Rabbi says no. It's usher. What's the usher? Yehuda safar me'eshes ish havi mamzer. You're only an Eishes Ish. Only a mamzer from an Eishes Ish makes you into a mamzer. Me'achoso lo havi mamzer. From a sister, it will not produce a mamzer. Why? Because he's going to hold that chayve krithos don't make mamzerim. Only chayve mises bestin. Okay, we had this already. What makes a mamzer? There's a five-way machlokas.
So what does that produce anyway?
I don't know. What does that produce? What kind of child is that? I don't know. I mean, he came after Yonah, but I don't know. But he won't make a mamzer. I don't know, right? My kamashmalon. What's the chiddush of that? Tanina. That's old news. Ezu mamzer. Who's a mamzer? Kol shehu below yavo. Whoever can't. Whoever you're not allowed to marry. Anybody you're not allowed to marry. That's the most machmer shita. That's divrei Rabbi Akiva. Shimon atim the omer. No. Kol shechevan of kares b'tishamayim. Anytime there's kares, that'll produce a mamzer. V'alacha kidvar. That's how we paskin. Very sure omer. No. Kol shechevan of misas bezdin. Anytime you chayav Mrs. Bezin. So that's the case? That's old news. Basically, the Mishnah is telling me that there's a machlok because what produces a mamzer. We know that already. That can't be pshat. El Amar Rava. Here's the pshat. Ger Amoni Umo Avi Ikka B'nayhu. The machlokas is about a ger from Amon and Moav. Can you have a ger from Amon and Moav? Can't even have such a thing. There's no such thing. But I'm a Kabbal gerim. So here's what happened. Hachik Amar. Here's what the Mishnah means to say. Kol Yisurim Lovu B'Kahal. Whoever can't become into the Kahal. Amayni you, like who? Can't be a mamzer. We had that already in Tamach Tes. So who is it? It's a ger amoni umoavi. A ger from Amon and Moav. They can't even come into the kahal. Right? Mutarim lavo zebazeh. They're allowed to marry each other. They're allowed to marry mamzerim. That's such a difficult sheet to understand. They're not even Jews. They're not even Jews. They're still goyim. Right? They're a pure goy. The men of Amon and Moav cannot become gerim. So I don't, now Ruda makes a lot of sense. Rabbi Yehuda says, of course they're not allowing that. Right? They're not Jews. I don't understand Tanakama Shita. Now, Ihachi, if so, am I Rabbi Yehuda Oser? Why is Rabbi Yehuda Oser that? Right? What's he answering it for? The Gerim can't come into the Kahal, so it must be that according to the Tanakama, they have a Shemitz of Gerus to them. They're just not Ikri Kahal. I don't know what that means exactly. So the Gemara asks, am I Rabbi Yehuda Oser? So why does Rabbi Yehuda answer this? Why does Rabbi Yehuda answer it? Hachik Amar. Here's what he asks. Afal pi Rabbi Yehuda oser ger b'mamzeres. It's true. Rabbi Yehuda said that a ger can't marry a mamzeres. Hani mili. That's only true. The ger duroy lova b'kahal. A ger that could become a Jew. Aval ger amoni umavi de'ein ru'uy lova b'kahal. But if they can't even come to the kahal, lo. They're not called kal Hashem, and they're not oser and a mamzer, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. It's a very, very difficult shita. It's a possible shita. Both of them are hard. Both of them are very difficult. Okay, stop. We'll stop here. It's not an easy Gemara at all. Tomorrow's daf will continue more and wind down in one more week to the Masechta. All right, everyone have a good day.